morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Happy May. I hope everyone is enjoying the beautiful weather we are having. As we look at the Extension Garden calendar, some things to keep in mind in this first part of May. Make sure if you're moving seedlings outdoors, you get them acclimated to outdoor conditions by hardening them outdoors in a sheltered area for a few days before putting them all the way in the garden. If you already have lettuce, carrots, and radishes in the ground and coming up, now is a good time to begin thinning those seedlings out. In the first week or so of May is also a good time to look at starting to sow our corn and bean seeds in the garden. For you flower gardeners out there, a quick reminder not to remove your tulip or daffodil foliage until it yellows and starts to die back. We're going to talk today about everything garden-wise, from getting the plants in the ground to getting them into your pantry. A quick reminder that we have the Master Gardeners hosting their annual fundraising plant sale this Saturday, the 5th of May, from 8 o'clock in the morning until they're gone, which I'm telling you folks is usually not that much time. So 8 o'clock this Saturday morning, May 5th, at the Cass County Community Center. Stop by and help support the Cass County Master Gardeners by purchasing plants that have been cultivated from the gardens of our very own Cass County Master Gardeners. They'll also have switchgrass bales for sale. Those are great for mulching your garden. If you're looking to learn more about planting in the garden, then the Cass County Master Gardeners Summer Webinar Series may be for you. This is a 4-month-long series at the Extension Office on the fourth Tuesday of each month, beginning in May, ending in August. The Garden Goodness session this year will focus on providing information about vegetable gardening from a variety of perspectives. Our first session will be on Tuesday, the 22nd of May, from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. One of our campus specialists will be presenting that live via the web, hosted at the Extension Office in our conference room there. So come join your fellow gardeners to learn about growing vegetables. That's the general topic for the 22nd of May, 2-hour session there, the first in a series of four in the 2012 Summer Webinar Series. Now, all of these sessions are completely free and open to the public. If you would like to let us know that you're coming to that session so we can make sure to have enough materials available, we would appreciate that. Just give us a call at the Extension Office, 243-1132. We'll get your name down and get you a chair reserved. A sneak peek at what's coming up for the remaining three sessions. In June, we'll be talking about food gardening and health, as well as someone from Glenwood giving an overview of their Giving Garden, a little public service, community service project they do in Glenwood. In July, we will have one of our extension specialists talking about the People's Garden Project and working with youth to grow vegetables. And then we will also have Dr. Cindy Haynes from campus talking about edible ornamentals. So who doesn't like things that look good and taste good as well? And finally, our session in August will feature information on the top 10 sustainable gardening tips from a local Iowa organic farm. So once again, the Summer Garden Webinar Series, Garden Goodness, starts in May, a fourth Tuesday of every month. On May, that's the 22nd at 6:30 p.m., and an extension specialist, Ajay Neer, will be talking about growing vegetables. Now, once you've grown all these vegetables, you may be wondering, what do you do with them after that? Well, Extension has a program called Preserve the Taste of Summer. Again, this is a combination of online and hands-on workshops targeted to anyone who is 18 years or older and interested in learning how to safely preserve foods. So Preserve the Taste of Summer, this workshop is focusing on teaching people the current safest methods for preserving food, whether it be acidic foods, pressure canning, pickling and fermenting, fruit spreads, freezing foods or drying foods. How this program works is you complete some online lessons as pre-work, and then you can sign up for one of the workshops being held locally. How that works is once you've completed the online pre-work, and we have enough folks who completed pre-work in any one session, we will go ahead and schedule a local workshop to meet that. So if we have several folks take the workshop online about drying foods, then we will schedule a hands-on class on how to dry foods here in the near future. So the workshops that we can do include hot water bath canning and freezing, jams and dehydrating, pickle making, and pressure canning. So there's several different levels there, but if you're interested in learning how to preserve food safely and effectively, give us a call at the Extension office. We'll get you all the information you need on that. Or you can look at the Iowa State University Extension website and just look up Preserve the Taste of Summer. I hope everyone enjoys their garden bounty this year, whether it be floral or otherwise. Until next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension Office.